For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Just off busy Two-Notch Road in Columbia, two local women walk through what seems like a forest, even complete with three cabins. But they're not rustic old hunting cabins, they're brand new modern homes, only smaller. They're tiny houses, part of a back-to-basics movement that is gaining national popularity. Joanne Williams said she and Priscilla Preston decided to start a tiny home community when they met at Quaker meetings and talked about simplifying their lives and living in harmony with the environment.
Not only did we have an interest in common in the environment and sustainability, but we also thought it was a wrong direction to go to bigger and bigger housing. And making a smaller footprint was important. So that was sort of logical to want to do housing that would live out that goal. And we thought permanent tiny houses would set a trend going in the other direction.
Preston said the two thought South Carolina was ripe for a movement toward this kind of living.
There are a lot of people here that are very interested in resilience and sustainability and living in harmony with each other and the earth. And I would say that's why we decided to do it here rather than going to Western North Carolina, for instance. Columbia isn't necessarily known for that, but there is a thriving environmental community here.
But we see the paw prints of what forages at night. Raccoon, I think. Yeah, lots of birds in the morning. Turtles, lots of turtles. They're very well camouflaged. I come upon them when I'm trying to pull weeds.
The friends would like to see tiny house communities spread throughout the city, said Williams.
And we are in touch with other people who have the same interests and who would like to start other communities in other parts of the town and do their own style of tiny living, which would be a little different than this, because the tall trees inspired the architect for this particular cabin in the woods style. So it probably would look very different from these other people that we've talked to that have the same idea.
I see it as a network of tiny house communities.
Preston agreed with her partner, but stressed that harmony with the surrounding neighborhoods is an important part of starting tiny house communities, and that includes eco-friendly transportation.
We don't want to just come in and take over neighborhoods. You know, we want to respect the people that are already here, but at the same time, we do want to expand the community. So if someone in another part of town builds a tiny community, we want to be able to get there either by mass transit or cycling, you know, some sort of better way than just driving back and forth.
Preston said that being Quakers gave the women the mindset of living a simpler life.
Absolutely. Being a Quaker has kind of given us a better sense of being quiet and listening and being aware of the environment, respecting the environment and each other, and not being so concerned about the status of where you live, but the wholeness, the rightness of where you live, and, you know, appropriate use of materials.
According to Williams, building green can be expensive for even a tiny house, but there are cost savings too.
The electric bill is nothing but the basic fee because the solar panels take care of the electricity. But the insulation and all the features that we've done have made it low energy usage.
At the moment, Williams and Preston are using the houses as Airbnb rentals, though both are considering eventually downsizing into them. They predict that tiny houses will catch on in a big way, both for their promotion of simple living and more practical considerations in coming years as society faces the consequences of climate change. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.